Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I wanna live with the cinema. Love Earth Tour. July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
SL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here at 63 degrees. KSL's top story, BYU men's basketball is about to get a new head coach. The athletic director says Kevin Young is someone they've had their eye on for a while. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe begins team coverage.
Young is currently the associate head coach for the Phoenix Suns. He's expected to get started while the Suns compete in the NBA playoffs. Athletic director Tom Holmoe says they had a lot of candidates interested in taking over for Mark Pope. He also says Young is a lead candidate for a lot of positions, and they're excited to welcome him to BYU.
CBS Sports reports Young's contract is worth $30 million over 7 years. Students at BYU were surprised to hear a coach from the NBA is now heading to Provo. Team coverage continues.
Shocked, surprised, unexpected. That's how BYU students said they felt about the news when we caught up with them on campus today.
I mean, that's definitely not what I was expecting, because the last couple of coaches have been just like either local guys or UVU or high school coaches.
Like a lot of other students, Ethan Jacobson says he was heartbroken when he heard that Mark Pope was leaving the team. Abel Paulson says with Pope gone and other players on their way out, it'll be interesting to see how Kevin Young will do.
I think with the new coaching, we'll see how that pans out with the team, but I hope we still keep a decent number of the boys, even though a lot of them are leaving.
Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
The Olympic flame is on its way from its ancient home in Greece to the site of the Summer Games in Paris. Clouds kept the flame from being kindled by the sun today, so a backup flame that was started yesterday was used to light the torch 107 days till the Summer Games in Paris. The number one pick in the WNBA draft is about to start her pro career that quickly. ABC's Sherry Preston has a look at Caitlin Clark's journey ahead.
She's as confident about her pro career as she is about sinking one of her signature three-pointers.
I kind of just bet on myself, and I always believed in myself.
Number one draft pick Caitlin Clark telling the hosts of Good Morning America she's nervous but also really excited to be joining the league.
At times you can definitely feel the weight of the world on your shoulders, but more than anything, like, to me, like, this is fun. Like, it's a game. Like, just enjoy it. Like, how lucky am I?
Clark makes her WNBA debut with the Indiana Fever in less than a month. The season begins May 14th. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
As a rookie, she'll make $338,000 a year. The number one pick of the men's NBA draft is making $55 million. House Republicans are making good on a promise to deliver impeachment articles to the Senate. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, House impeachment managers today delivering the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Speaking at a press conference following the handoff, Republican Senator Ted Cruz reminding his Democratic colleagues they have an obligation to participate in these proceedings.
The stakes of this impeachment are not some technical violation of law, but rather an enormous and growing threat to the lives and safety of millions of Americans.
It's highly unlikely the Democratic-controlled Senate will remove Mayorkas from office. A two-thirds majority vote would be required for conviction. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says persistently elevated inflation will likely delay any Fed rate cuts until later this year.
We've said at the FOMC that we'll need greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2% before it would be appropriate to ease policy.
Some economists had expected the central bank to cut its key rate at its June meeting. President Biden is making a campaign stop in his childhood home of Scranton, Pennsylvania. The president telling the crowd that he wants to reform the tax code so that wealthier Americans and corporations pay higher rates than the middle class. He says billionaires now only pay a little over 8% of their income to the federal government.
No billionaire should pay a lower tax rate than a teacher, a nurse, a sanitation worker. I mean it.
Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
If you feel like your seasonal allergies are worse this year, You're right. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Pollen counts are about 20% stronger than they were 30 years ago, and the allergy season is starting almost a month earlier. That's according to research from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. It's all because of warmer temperatures, higher concentrations of carbon dioxide, and increased precipitation. It's promoting plant growth, producing more of the allergens over longer periods of time.
One in four adults suffer from seasonal allergies here in Utah. Tree pollen is extremely high. KSL News Time 4:35. Be ready, Utah. This Thursday is the Great Utah Shakeout. Nearly a million people are signed up to practice earthquake drills at their schools, homes, workplaces.
Drop, cover, and hold on is the starting point, but take Shakeout as an opportunity to review all of our emergency plans and our home safety and all of that thing.
Wade Matthews with the Utah Division of Emergency Management says people should also take this opportunity Thursday to secure heavy objects in their homes, like the water heater. KSL News Time 4:35. First look traffic. Ricky, it's been a mess on I-15 South.
It certainly has, and we're not clear yet. We just have a mix of speeds of the delays that stretch on southbound I-15 from about 9th South to 90th South. But we're also seeing delays on I-215's west and south belts and the 21st South Freeway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute's on the way next.
People decide to lose weight for all different kinds of reasons. I mean, I interviewed someone who told me that 30% of all Utahns are pre-diabetic. Maybe it's your health.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.